Yeah, you know what I find fascinating about eclectic mix is that it really challenges the idea of like sticking to one theme. It's more about creating a space that reflects your unique experiences and your passions, like creating a visual autobiography through your decor.
I love that, a visual autobiography.
Yeah.
It's so true. It's not about following trends. It's about showcasing what makes your home yours. But with all that freedom, where do we even begin?
Well, let's start with one of the most impactful elements, color. Now, you might hear anything goes with eclectic mix, but there's a method to the madness. Instead of randomly throwing colors together, think about color theory, like complementary colors, you know, blue and orange or green and red can create a vibrant energy. While analogous colors, those that sit next to each other on the color wheel, offer a more harmonious feel.
That's helpful. So it's not just about picking your favorite colors, it's about understanding how they interact with each other to create the mood you want.
Exactly. And don't forget about the 60-30-10 rule, a classic design principle that works wonders in eclectic mix. Choose a dominant color for 60% of the room, a secondary color for 30%, and then use a bold accent color for the remaining 10% to add pops of visual interest.
That makes sense. It's like having a framework to guide your color choices without restricting your creativity. Now, what about materials? Does eclectic mix favor certain textures?
Texture is key in eclectic mix, and the beauty is in the contrast. Imagine a plush velvet sofa nestled against a rough brick wall, or a sleek metal coffee table sitting atop a fluffy sheepskin rug. It's all about creating a sensory experience through your design choices.
I see. Those contrasting textures add depth and visual intrigue. It's not just about what you see, but also about what you feel. Now let's talk furniture. Seems like eclectic mix gives you the freedom to mix and match pieces from different eras and styles. How do you make sure it doesn't look like a jumbled mess?
The key is to find a common thread that ties everything together. Maybe it's a recurring color palette, or a shared material like wood or metal, or a common design element like geometric shapes or curved lines. This will create a sense of cohesion even amidst the diversity of styles.
So it's like having a secret code that unifies all the different elements. That makes me think about those red telephone boxes you see all over the UK.
Yeah.
Could you incorporate those pops of red into your eclectic mix design to create that uniquely British vibe?
Absolutely. It's a great way to inject a sense of place and personality into your design. And it doesn't have to be literal. You could use those red accents in a subtle way, like in throw pillows, artwork, or even a vintage red teapot displayed on a shelf.
I love that idea. It's like weaving those little cultural references into your decor. Now, what about the core? How do we add those finishing touches that really personalize an eclectic mix space?
Well, this is where you can really let your personality shine through. Imagine a gallery wall showcasing your favorite travel photos, alongside vintage maps and quirky flea market finds, or a bookshelf filled with your favorite novels, interspersed with family heirlooms and treasured souvenirs.
It sounds like you're encouraging people to turn their homes into curated museums of their lives, which is a fantastic way to create a space that feels authentic and personal. But with all this mixing and matching, are there any guidelines to make sure the look is successful?
Even with a style as free-flowing as eclectic mix, there are some do's and don'ts that can help you create a space that's both stylish and harmonious.
Okay, I'm all ears. Let's start with the do's. What are some must-dos when embracing eclectic mix?
First and foremost, plan your space. This doesn't mean you need a rigid blueprint, but having a general vision will help guide your choices and ensure a cohesive look. Think about the mood you want to create, the colors, the materials you are drawn to, and the key pieces you want to showcase.
So it's about striking that balance between structure and spontaneity. You want to have a sense of direction without stifling your creative instincts. What else?
Starting with a neutral base is a great tip, especially in UK homes, which often have charming architectural features you might want to highlight. Think of it like a blank canvas that allows your colorful furniture and decor to really pop.
That makes me think about those classic Georgian townhouses with their elegant moldings and fireplaces. Imagine pairing those architectural details with a vibrant Moroccan rug, some mid-century modern furniture, and a collection of contemporary artwork. It's that unexpected mix that makes eclectic mix so exciting.
Exactly. And to enhance that sense of cohesion, choose a unifying element that will run throughout the space. This could be a recurring color, a specific material, or even a theme like travel or nature.
It's like having a common thread that weaves everything together, even amidst all the diversity. That brings us to perhaps the most crucial do of all. Edit carefully. How do you balance showcasing all your beloved pieces while maintaining a curated, uncluttered look?
It's all about being selective and intentional. with your choices. Remember, each piece should have room to breathe and tell its story. If a space feels overcrowded, it can detract from the beauty of individual items.
So it's like curating an art exhibit, where each piece is carefully chosen and displayed to its best advantage. Now, let's flip the script and talk about the don'ts. What are some common pitfalls to avoid when creating an eclectic mix space?
One of the biggest don'ts is being afraid to experiment. Eclectic mix is all about embracing your individuality and letting your creativity run wild. Don't let design rules stifle your unique vision.
So it's about trusting your gut and not being afraid to break the mold. What other don'ts should we be aware of?
Don't overcrowd your space. This can quickly turn a charming, eclectic space into a cluttered and overwhelming one. Remember, negative space, those empty areas around objects, is just as important as the objects themselves. It allows the eye to rest and gives each item room to shine.
That makes me think about those minimalist Japanese interiors, where each object is carefully placed and surrounded by a sense of calm. Even though eclectic mix embraces a more layered look, that principle of balance still applies. Are there any other don'ts we should keep in mind?
Don't forget about functionality. While style is important, your space should also be practical and comfortable for everyday living. Consider how you use the space and ensure your design choices enhance, not hinder, its functionality.
That's a great point. It's about finding that sweet spot between aesthetics and practicality. So we've covered the do's and don'ts, which are super helpful guidelines for creating a successful eclectic mix space. Now let's talk about someone who's mastered this style in real-world projects, specifically here in the UK.
Alex Cota is a UK-based renovation expert, known for their ability to bring diverse design styles to life. Their work with eclectic mix is particularly noteworthy because they managed to capture that balance between spontaneity and structure that we talked about earlier.
I'm excited to delve into Cota's work and see how these principles come to life in real UK homes.
So welcome back to our deep dive into eclectic mix. I'm excited to showcase the work of Alex Cota, you know, a UK-based designer who really understands how to translate the theory of eclectic mix into real-world spaces.
Yeah, I'm ready for some visual inspiration. You know, it's one thing to talk about the principles, but seeing them come to life in actual UK homes, well, that's where the magic happens.
Absolutely. So let's start with a project Cota completed in, a Victorian townhouse in London. The client was a young family who wanted a space that felt stylish, but also functional.
Blending that traditional architectural backdrop with a modern family's needs sounds like a perfect opportunity for eclectic mix.
Right. Cota preserved many of the home's original features, like the moldings and fireplaces, but then introduced a mix of contemporary and vintage furniture.
I see. So it's about honoring the history of the space,
mm-hmm.
while also like infusing it with a fresh perspective. I'd love to hear some examples of how they did that.
So imagine you walk into the living room and you see a classic Chesterfield sofa, you know, a staple of British design, paired with a sleek mid-century modern coffee table and a couple of quirky accent chairs from local antique shops.
That unexpected combination, I love it. It's not just about mixing old and new, it's about finding pieces that complement each other in terms of shape and texture.
Exactly. And to tie everything together, Cota used a bold color palette inspired by the client's collection of travel souvenirs.
That's so smart. Bringing the client's personal story into the space. Those souvenirs become more than just objects. They become like conversation starters and reminders of their experiences.
It's about creating a space that reflects the people who live there. Now, let's shift gears and travel to the Cotswolds, where Cota tackled the renovation of a countryside cottage.
Oh, the Cotswolds. Those cottages with their thatched roofs and rolling hills. So charming. How did Cota adapt eclectic mix to that more rustic setting?
Well, instead of trying to impose a different aesthetic, Cota embraced the cottage's rustic charm, you know, using natural materials like wood and stone as a foundation.
Working with the existing character of the space and then layering on those eclectic mix elements to create that blend.
Imagine exposed beams, honey-colored stone walls, creating a warm backdrop. And then Cota added pops of color and pattern through textiles, artwork, and accents.
I can picture those splashes of color against the neutral backdrop. It's like bringing the beauty of the gardens indoors.
Exactly. And what's really interesting about this project is how Cota incorporated the client's passion for gardening into the design.
Oh, that's clever. Tell me more.
Okay. So picture botanical prints, vintage gardening tools on the walls, a collection of antique watering cans on a shelf. Even the sofa cushions feature floral patterns, inspired by the client's favorite flowers.
So cool, bringing the outdoors in and reflecting the client's love of nature. I'm seeing how eclectic mix isn't just about aesthetics, you know, it's about storytelling.
It really is. These examples from Coda's work demonstrate how versatile eclectic mix is and how it can be adapted to different settings and styles.
It's really inspiring. I'm curious, how does Coda approach a new project? You know, how do they gather inspiration and translate the client's vision?
Well, Coda emphasizes collaboration, taking the time to understand the client's lifestyle, their preferences, and the story they want to tell.
I see. So it's not about imposing their own style, but about acting as a guide.
That's it. And from there, Coda draws inspiration from the architecture, the client's collections, even their hobbies.
A very holistic approach, taking into account not just the space, but the people who will use it.
Exactly. And you can see this attention to detail in the finished product. Coda's eclectic mix spaces feel carefully curated.
And even with the mixing of styles, there's a sense of harmony and balance, which is like crucial for a successful eclectic mix design, right?
You got it. It's that balance between spontaneity and structure, between individuality and cohesion, that defines eclectic mix.
These examples have been so insightful, seeing how eclectic mix can work in different settings, from a city townhouse to a country cottage.
Right. And while the elements are different, there's a common thread of thoughtful curation.
Yeah, I'm feeling inspired to take a fresh look at my own space and see what I can do.
And that's what we'll do in the last part of our deep dive. We'll talk about practical tips for incorporating eclectic mix into your own UK home.
So we're back for the final part of our eclectic mix deep dive. We've talked about the principles, we've seen it in action. Now let's bring it into our own UK homes.
You know, a lot of people say, I love eclectic mix, but I don't know where to start. But the truth is, you probably already have the foundation right there in your home.
Really? So we don't need a complete overhaul?
Not at all. Take a look around. What pieces really speak to you? That vintage armchair from your grandma, that pottery you got while traveling, those are your building blocks.
That reminds me, I was helping a friend redecorate. She had this old trunk just gathering dust. We made it the centerpiece. It instantly added so much character.
Exactly. Something seemingly out of place can become a treasure. Now, let's say you love a piece, but don't know how to fit it in. That's where mixing and matching comes in.
So my rustic farmhouse table, I could pair it with, like, modern chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a contemporary light.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to play with different styles. That Victorian side table with a mid-century lamp or a piece of abstract art, that's the charm of eclectic mix.
It's like those British pubs, you know? Old wood paneling next to modern art, industrial lighting. Creates such a cool vibe.
Got it. And speaking of vibes, let's talk color. How can our listener use color to enhance their design?
Yeah, color is so powerful for setting the mood.
It really is. An eclectic mix gives you so much freedom. Warm, earthy tones for coziness. Cool, calming hues for tranquility. What speaks to you?
I love bright colors, but I'm always hesitant to go too bold. What's your advice for someone who loves color but doesn't want to go overboard?
Start small. You don't need to repaint everything. Add pops of color with textiles, artwork, even smaller decor. Throw pillows on the sofa, a vibrant piece of art.
Great tip. And UK homes often have those big windows. Playing with colorful curtains can really transform a room.
Absolutely. And patterns, don't forget those. Eclectic mix is all about layering. Geometric prints with floral, stripes with paisleys. Mix it up.
Sounds fun, but won't it end up looking too chaotic?
Vary the scale. Large prints with small, intricate ones. And play with textures, too. Velvet cushion with a geometric print next to a linen one with florals, for example.
It's all about balance, right? Making sure the patterns work together.
You got it. So as we wrap up, any final words of wisdom for those embracing eclectic mix?
Yeah, what are the key takeaways?
Eclectic mix is about you. Express yourself. Create a space that feels authentically yours. Experiment, mix and match, and have fun. Your home should tell your story.
That's the perfect note to end on. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. Go forth and create your own unique mix.